Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I am Tom Levine, and Carrie Halbert is here from Frontier Community College. You are the retention specialist, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
that
retention close? Coordinator.
Yeah. Retention coordinator.
And recruitment coordinator.
Okay, and recruitment coordinator. And you are now, dun-da-da-da!
Phi Theta Kappa advisor.
Advisor, okay. Woohoo!
Yay! It's a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you've got a big event coming up for recruitment, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then, it's the end of the semester. But it's not – and this whole big event you've got come up, the showcase coming up on the 29th,
mm-hmm.
that is all about getting registered for – fall classes 2019,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's about introducing high school students and the community into what Frontier is all about,
okay.
Our programs.
All right. What's available,
yep.
And all the scholarships that
mm-hmm.
can be applied for,
mm-hmm.
and how your parents have to fill out the FAFSA and all that good stuff. We're going to talk all about it here on the Community Connection with Carrie Halbert here in just a few moments.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Sometimes you look at something that's simple and you don't understand how profound it is. Like, the borrower is slave to the lender.
Oh, but I use credit cards to get my miles.
You actually think you're going to take on a multi-billion-dollar company who studies your behavior more than you study your behavior and come out on the right end of this stick. That doesn't make you sophisticated. That makes you blatantly stupid.
Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Carrie Halbert from Frontier Community College. She is the retention coordinator and the recruitment coordinator. And you've got the big fall program showcase.
Yes.
It's fall 2019, right?
Yeah. Well, this is fall 2018, but we're preparing everybody for fall 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the fall on fall.
Yes. It is.
It's hard to believe we are already talking about fall 2019.
I know.
We're getting the kids ready to come in to Frontier Community College.
Yep.
The big program showcase is coming up. You've been to area high schools?
Yes, in October. That's what all of our IECC recruiters, we get together. And the whole month of October, we go around to all the high schools in the IECC district.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk to juniors and seniors, and we tell them all about our programs. And, like, we have, a couple programs that nobody else has, so I really like to talk about those with everybody.
Okay. And do you hand out the swag there?
Yes, we do give away some stuff. Yeah,
All right. We
throw it out to the students, and yeah, they love that.
Now, Wabash Valley doesn't have better stuff than us, right?
Oh, we rock.
Okay, so we've got the premium swag.
Yes, we do.
At Frontier Community College. All right, you've been talking to high school students, and is it hard for high school seniors to realize that they have to start thinking about this now?
Yes, some of them, they just don't know what they want to do. And so it is hard for them to get in the mindset to start preparing for next fall.
Okay. And so you went around to the classes, and they look like a sharp group out there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I spoke to a group the morning of our college, the FCHS College Fair, and
mm-hmm.
just kind of talked about all sorts of different things, all the programs, scholarships, just a good, well-rounded view of Frontier.
What are they most interested in, high school seniors, right now?
A lot of them are interested. There's a lot of nursing.
A lot of nursing.
Or in the health career field.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a guaranteed job.
Yes, it is guaranteed.
Okay. And the nursing program is going gangbusters out there at Frontier, right?
Yep, it's going great.
Nursing is also offered at all the other IECC schools.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
I know it's at Alney and Wabash.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about Lincoln Trail. Lincoln Trail.
Yep.
So what is it different that Frontier offers that the other colleges don't?
Well, one is our electrical distribution systems program, which is our lineman program.
Right.
That is very unique, and honestly, there aren't many colleges in the area that offer that.
Okay.
So you probably have to, you have to drive 3 hours away to even attend a lineman program.
Okay.
But we have Ed Patton as an instructor, and then we have brought on board Jerry Kinney.
Right.
And so he assists with that, and he is wonderful. The students love him, and he has, you know, obviously a lot of experience in the field.
Right. And so a lot of students interested in that?
Yeah. Yes, we have people from all over interested in that that have come visited, and I take them out. I had somebody from, I think, Jefferson County
right.
come recently, and they took them out, let them talk to the instructors, and he didn't have the right shoes on, but he I was going to offer him, let him climb up a little bit for a few feet on the pole
right.
just to see, like, where the equipment, you know, see what the belt felt like,
right.
where... But, yeah, I told him to come back sometime, and he can visit again.
Okay. So is the program full yet?
Not for next fall yet.
You haven't quite filled it for this fall. And it's one of those that fills up quickly, right?
Yeah, it does. I think we have about 16 or 17 students now.
Okay.
So, for this year. So we're I'm working now on filling it up for next fall.
All right.
Because it's a one-year program.
It's a one-year program. They're only there for a year, and then
yep.
they're out, and they're making what? What
they can
thinking?
Make a lot of money.
50 to 75 a year?
Oh,
something
easily,
like
yeah.
Easily.
I mean, well, the beginning, maybe, but, yeah, you can make six figures if you're an experienced lineman.
Right, once you become experienced.
Right.
But, you know, high fives just to start.
Yes, probably, yeah.
After 1 year of college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and is... that what you're bringing all these seniors into Frontier to show them?
Yes.
Okay. And that's what the showcase is?
The showcase is that, yeah. They'll be talking to the instructors of all of our programs.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, I've added a couple of different sessions. So we're going to talk about clubs.
Okay.
We've never really done that before. A lot of people are interested in student life.
Okay.
And so I would like to incorporate that as well of what can we offer our students for student life.
All right.
What can they be involved in?
You're going to have a student panel?
And we are going to have a student panel. Yep, that's another thing.
We're Bobcats and we're okay.
That's right. Yep. And so, yeah, and that will be the last thing is student
okay.
panel.
So how can parents out there encourage their kids to get signed up for this Thursday?
Well, great question. Yep, it is November 29th, and so we have a little over a week left. So I emailed all of our guidance counselors a Google link.
Okay.
And so if the student didn't receive that link, they can contact me. I will forward it to them, which has happened.
Okay.
The student had heard about it and then contacted me, and I forwarded the link, and then they signed up that way.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you can go to your guidance counselor. So mm-hmm. parents, tell your kids, go to your guidance counselor.
Yep.
Sign up for the showcase, which is on November 29th. That's a mm-hmm. Thursday, and it starts at 9 a.m., and there is a free hot lunch.
Yes. Free breakfast.
Free breakfast,
like
too.
Donuts. Yep.
Ooh, okay.
And, yeah, lunch, nacho bar.
Nacho bar.
And they get a free t-shirt.
And a free t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got the swag.
We do. Yes.
All right. We're going to be back in just a few moments. We're going to talk more about the Frontier Community College Fall Showcase for seniors, not just FCHS.
And
seniors.
Juniors.
Juniors and seniors mm-hmm. get to come. Cool. All right. That is coming up on the 29th, starting at 9 a.m. at Frontier Community College. And we'll be back with Carrie in just a moment.
If you're looking for substance, if you're looking for insightful commentary,
if you're trying to detect a meaningful theme,
or even something, anything you can use during your busy day,
then you probably need to miss Morning Coffee, weekday mornings between 8 and 9.
It is truly the show about nothing.
Mark Turner, Mike Greith, and yours truly, Dave Lamb, sit in the studio, open our mics, take phone calls, and talk for an hour about whatever enters our minds.
Which is usually nothing.
Morning Coffee, weekdays on WFIW 104.9.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Carrie Halbert, the retention coordinator, and the recruitment coordinator at Frontier Community College about the fall showcase at Frontier coming up November 29th. It's from 9 to 1. Get your high school juniors and seniors signed up to attend. They have to sign up to attend.
Yes, they need to.
You can't just show up.
No, I mean, it's not recommended.
It's not like class.
No, they have to, with this Google link, with that, they get to, you know, you have to put your general information, name, phone number, what high school you attend, what graduation year. And then you get to choose what sessions you want to attend.
Oh, okay.
Which is new. We've never done that before.
All right.
So you have to choose 4 sessions. There's an option of 8.
All right.
So you get to choose 4 out of the 8, which is the sessions are CNA and nursing, phlebotomy and health informatics, automotive, construction and electrical distribution systems, sport management, graphic arts design, and information systems technology, transfer or undecided, student clubs and organizations, and campus tour.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
All right, so you get signed up, and you go to the guidance counselor, get signed up. 9 a.m. Thursday, November 29th, where do they go? Just
they come to the Workforce Development Building.
Okay, Workforce Development. And what happens there?
So they will check in.
Okay.
And they'll get a name tag, and then they'll get, like, a schedule.
Okay.
So it'll be like coming to college. When you come to college, you get your schedule, and it will have all the sessions that you know, asked for.
It's like foreshadowing, huh?
Yeah.
You got your schedule.
Yes, right. And so you get that, where you get a light breakfast, and then you'll be welcomed by the president of Frontier and our assistant dean of student services. And then we're going to do like a financial aid session. So Lori Noh will be talking about financial aid, the FAFSA, scholarship opportunities, all of that. Good
all
information.
That information.
Then we start our program presentations.
Okay. Are there handouts so that you can... Because students need to take handouts home.
Yes.
Parents will
we will have that available.
Give this to your... This is a folder for your parents.
Yes, that's exactly right. We will have that available.
Okay.
And then after all those, the 4 sessions, and we come to back together in the workforce development open area.
Right.
We have student panel and lunch.
Okay. So you got a cross-section of students or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, we do.
All right. Some good students going to talk about...
Yep.
What
the programs
like.
That they're in or... Any experience at, you know, clubs or whatever.
Okay. And that's kind of new because you haven't had clubs talk.
We haven't. That's right. In the new student orientation, like at the beginning of the school year for new students, we have had that before. However, I thought it would be great for prospective students to learn what we can offer them, not just academically, but, you know, with student life.
Okay. All right. And so after lunch and the student session, is that it?
Mm-hmm. Then we give away prizes and they do an evaluation.
Prizes?
Yeah. We give away prizes and
then
they do like an evaluation of what they thought of our showcase and then they can leave.
Okay. All right. And then and it's a day off school. It's
college they do
day.
Have to, yeah, it's a college day.
That's where the guidance counselor comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. What have you got as prices?
Oh, usually I go to the bookstore and I'll grab a few things. T-shirts.
Oh, okay.
Umbrellas, like those water bottles, just whatever. And then I have, I call it the magic closet.
The magic closet.
Yep. And that's where all of the swag is. And I will go in there and I'll get variety of things, and like I'll fill one of the backpacks up with a lot of different things.
Oh, okay.
From the magic closet and give that away.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you heard from the students who have been to the showcase like last year? They're in classes now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do they have to say about it?
Of course, they like the lunch.
Okay.
I mean, they like that. That's always a top priority. But they like that interaction with the instructors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about where all have you been? You've been to all the high schools in Wayne County, right? Edwards County?
Edwards County, yes. I mean, Palestine, Hudsonville.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I go up there. Yeah.
How
Robinson.
Far south? Harrisburg?
No, because the district, like Grayville, is...
Oh, anywhere in the district.
Yes, I can, yeah. I have to say in the district.
You're restricted.
I am, yes. unless I'm invited. If I'm invited by a high school out of the district, then I will be happy to come talk to those students.
Okay. And they can call you at Frontier and
yes,
invite you.
They can.
Okay. And is it too late to have you come by and talk to students?
No, it's never too late. I will come even in April or May of next year. I would love to come any time.
Okay. And you've got more high school visits to go, right?
I'm done with the high school visits. But I was invited to Mount Vernon last year.
Right.
And I talked to a lot of vocational students. They're high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talked about, of course, our EDS program, sport management. And just recently we had a student that I had talked to last fall come, and he's interested in our EDS program. And I was so excited. That just
Come
made
on.
My, yeah, yeah. I was really excited because that's a unique program. And that's why I really enjoy going and talking to, especially schools out of our district. Because, you know, I feel like they really need to know what we can offer them that their local college cannot.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Carrie Halbert about the Frontier Community College Fall Showcase. It comes up Thursday, November 29th. It's from 9 to 1. Get your high school juniors and seniors to sign up for it at school in their guidance department. And they can go. There's a free T-shirt and a free breakfast and lunch. And giveaways all on top of that. We'll talk more with Carrie in just a few moments. Listen weekdays after the 7:50 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:50 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Carrie Halbert with Frontier Community College. She's a retention and the recruitment coordinator at Frontier Community College. And she's got the fall program showcase coming up on November 29th. It's from 9 to 1. Students who are juniors and seniors in high school should go by their counselor's office and sign up or call her to sign up and get the college visit day on November 29th so they can attend. And
you know what? We have actually had a community member sign up, like a non-traditional student, older, and he came last year, and he is now in one of our programs.
Oh, cool.
So if you are...
So you don't have to be a junior.
So you don't have to be a junior or senior. So if you are a community member and you think about going back to school, call me.
Want more information about any of the programs?
Yep.
EDS or Auto
any of
Tech?
Them. Yeah, Auto, Health Informatics,
Information
just getting your associate's
system.
Degree. Yep, yep.
Or just get it just to advance your college degree.
Right.
Okay. Give her a call. She'll send you a link, and then you can sign up.
That's right.
Do you get a day off work for that? I don't know. All right. Do you have a lot of non-traditional students?
I mean, we have a few.
Well,
yeah.
But do they show up at the showcase?
Only a few. Not many.
All right. So now it's your chance.
That's right.
Get in there while the getting's good.
Yep.
Non-traditional students go to the fall showcase. Call Carrie now. So let's talk about the scholarship information. Lori knows got all of the scholarship information.
Yep, she
right?
does.
And so what kind of scholarships are available?
We have a lot of general scholarships.
Oh, okay.
There's just a variety. I can't name them all, but... However, there is
well,
one that I know about.
Well, if you tried to name
about.
Them all,
yeah.
you'd miss one.
That's
and
true.
Somebody would be upset.
I can't do that. But they're out, so you can get on our website and click on Frontier. On the left-hand side, it'll say General Scholarship, and the application's there. You can print it out and turn it in. The deadline is March 1st. There is something special, though, about one of the scholarships, and that is the Student Ambassador Scholarship.
Oh.
So that person is we choose two student ambassadors every year, and they get 12 hours of free tuition, and then they get like a book stipend of $200.
Mm. Okay.
And then they help me out.
Okay.
So they help me out between 7 and 8 hours a week. And so right now they're kind of learning on how to put together an event, what it takes.
Okay.
All the little parts and pieces that go together to
they do,
you know,
more
do a
than
recruitment.
Fetch coffee.
Oh, yes, saying. Definitely. They do a lot more. Plus, they might help out some in student services, too.
Okay. And you always have, whenever you have an event like the fall program showcase coming up, you always have like 1,000 students that want to help out, mm-hmm. don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do have a lot of students helping out. Yeah, they are going to help out with the club and organization sessions. The campus tours are going to be doing that. With their showcase, and always have students that help out.
All right, what about the Phi Theta Kappas? What are they?
Phi Theta Kappa.
I'm not exactly sure what the Phi Theta Kappa is.
Phi Theta Kappa is an honor society for community colleges.
Okay.
You have to have a 3.5 or higher GPA, mm-hmm. and I will pull a list of eligible students, and then I send them, I go on our Phi Theta Kappa website, and I give them the information of the student, and then they are emailed. Then they email the student inviting them to Phi Theta Kappa.
Oh, okay. So you have, it's an invitation only.
It is an invitation, yes, only.
But it's not that hard to get an invitation. You just have to do well in class.
You do, yep. Go to class, do your homework, study hard.
Study hard. I don't know why. Do you think there's still the perception that students at Frontier are not studying hard? I mean, they're doing hard work out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
they are.
In my classes, they are.
Yeah. There are some really hard classes. I mean, it can be challenging, and we're just preparing them for the next level.
And nursing students, I mean, they cheer when
That's difficult.
They cheer when they graduate because they know how hard each other has worked to get there.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Phi Theta Kappa, mm-hmm. and what is the benefit of being a member of Phi Theta
Kappa? That's a great question. Actually, tomorrow, so you have an opportunity to apply for scholarships through Phi Theta Kappa,
mm-hmm.
and when you apply, which actually the deadline's tomorrow, and I have a lot of my students that have applied,
okay,
then it kind of puts you in. Like, it pulls your information, and then it automatically puts you in the running for certain applications that you qualify for.
Oh, okay.
Or certain scholarships that you...
You fill out one application, but you are eligible for multiple scholarships.
Yes, that's right.
From that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. And so some schools have, and I don't know exactly what school, so...
Right.
But there are certain schools that, if you are a Phi Theta Kappa member, then you automatically get some sort of scholarship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it can be from 1,000 to 10,000, just depending on the school. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So another scholarship opportunity.
Yes.
Plus there's, you know, the nursing, each program has their own scholarships, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Nursing has Vicki Lemon.
That's right.
And then, I know Health Informatics is working on raising money to do a scholarship.
Good.
So does...
EDS.
Autotech and EDS.
Yeah, EDS has their own.
So, it's neat that all the mm-hmm. students want more students.
Yes, yeah, I
in
know.
Their programs.
They're like trying to get more students in those programs because they believe in the programs.
Right.
Yeah.
They received a quality in education,
right.
So they're trying
that's
to
exactly
pass it on.
Right.
Okay, so the program showcase is when again?
November 29th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
And when do you have to be signed up for it?
Almost
immediately.
I prefer, end of tomorrow would be great. However, I do realize that schools are closed tomorrow.
Right.
So if you email me, I will check my email over the weekend. So if you think about it, you can email me or contact me, and I will gladly email you the link where you can sign up.
Okay. All right, that has been Carrie Halbert. She is retention and the recruitment coordinator at Frontier Community College, and we've been talking about the fall program showcase, which is coming up Thursday, November 29th. It's from 9 to 1 at the Workforce Development Center here on the campus of Frontier Community College. Thanks for being here, Carrie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.